And welcome back. This is Hour 3, the wellness hour of the host with the most, Michelle, and she's just arriving. This time, actually, I'm not the one late. She is.
But guess what? My printer was out of ink. Oh. I went to print off all the emails, and it was out of ink.
But then you got it fixed, and now you're all set.
Yeah, here I am. I got my earmuffs on.
That's good. Okay, well, we're all set. So, Michelle, I want you to tell us what's the most blessing thing that you've seen over the Christmas holiday? What's the greatest blessing?
The greatest blessing that I've seen over the Christmas holiday?
Yeah.
Matthews. I'm going to see Matthew and my grandchildren, I guess. Let me see. You're taking me off guard. Let me think. A blessing. Gosh, every day is a blessing. Oh, I know what's a blessing. Oh, my gosh. Last night, it's a huge storm down here. Rain. How many inches? Like 18 inches? Somebody. It's just crazy. We're getting.
No, I don't think it's 18 inches, but it seems like it.
18, Mitzi told me.
No.
Someplace, yes.
So,
that's probably not.
No. I would guess it's probably about 3 or 4 inches of rain, but we've had a lot more than we ever had in a couple of years.
Well, I'll tell you something. The bucket, did you notice we had a leak by the front door this morning? Right. I got up and I saw that, the leak, and I put down that bucket. And this is the bucket's right up to here, almost full.
Yeah, but remember, it's over probably a large area of the roof where it comes from a small leak, where one, you know, tile has probably slipped.
I was going to count all the inches in the bucket.
That's not how many inches of rain. Yeah, you have to have a rainometer thing, a little thing that you sit outside that's like a square inch open at the top, and then it tells you what the actual rainfall is.
Okay, the pool is at the top. It's right at the very top, ready to overflow. Does that tell you? 4 inches?
It tells
you
something I've told you 5,000 times in the last 2 or 3 days. We're heading into a maunder cooling period with the Ice Age.
I know, it's 2:30 in
the
morning.
Like that movie Ice Age Now, you know, that, which, by the way, deteriorates. The last kids' movie one was manic. The people making it must have been on too many lines of cocaine.
2:30 in the morning, you're waking me up. Close your window. Because I love to have the window open. I love the cool.
It was too loud. It was waking me up.
But, yeah, it was a little loud out there. So I closed. Close your window. We're in an ice age. Gosh. You dream ice age. Anyways, that's a blessing. Because we need to fill the reservoirs here. And
we need to roof water collection tanks.
And we have our collections. Yes.
Yeah.
Two tanks.
We're preppers. We got backup power source, backup water source.
And the biggest blessing is my water bill. If I told you guys what my water bill is, you would. If you're in California, you'd move out.
Yeah.
Because it's horrendous, and that's the only thing that would make me move. Is,
and by the way, they also
just a second. Okay, the only thing that would make me move would be a drought. You know, here if it.
Gets well, it's not going to. In the next 75 to 90 years, it's going to be increased rainfall as it cools off.
Good. I hope it gets freezing.
Yeah. Okay.
And I can leave my window open all the time.
So you got some questions? Let's go through.
Oh, you're looking to see if I can get down to business.
Well, I know we have a lot of emails.
Print it off, Bill. How do you like that?
You got a fistful there.
Fistful.
That's good. That's good news.
A handful.
Okay, a handful.
A fistful sounds like we're fighting.
No, you're not fighting. We're fighting the battle against disease using functional medicine, which includes surgery, medicine, herbology, toxicology, infectious disease, quantum biology, etc. Everything.
What was that?
That was for functional medicine. It includes everything, from surgery to herbology to quantum mechanics and quantum biology.
Well, the first announcement I'd like to make, hello everyone out there in wonderful land of America. We're all so happy. And we're so blessed, aren't we, to just even be alive is a blessing.
Right.
With the crazy world that we live in. I'm getting off in a rabbit trail like you. I'm just thinking, we live in a world where someone could press a button with a nuclear bomb and kill us all instantly.
Well,
it's crazy.
Well, actually, I'll even make it simpler and more sarcastic.
What?
We live in a world where the outgoing president says that the Russians hacked and that's why Trump is president. Instead of leaving silently and leaving, and as Kelsey, our daughter, says, play nice.
Play nice.
The Obama's not playing nice.
Would you like an announcement, all you wonderful listeners of our NutriMedical family? We are having a sale again at the New Year's, which will be December the 29th, and it'll go through till midnight Tuesday the 3rd of January, and that will be our 7 for Heaven sale, because I've had a few people ask.
Yeah.
Money's tight, and people are just going to wait until the end. You know, not everybody, of course.
Yeah.
But if you can, you wait to the end of the month and get your wonderful, wonderful nutraceuticals from NutriMedical and Dr. Bill.
Yeah, I sent out an interesting article to one of our gentlemen. God's Hand Grenade is his handle, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, he's dealing with diabetes. And he first was wrestling with...
his name Doug, I think.
Yeah, Doug. Yeah. Anyway, his doctor was trying to convince him that Trulicity was the drug to take. It was just the same as the nutraceuticals we're recommending.
Yes.
And, of course, he couldn't afford it because it was going to be $750 a month. So then he will send me information.
Trulicity, his doctor's $750 a month?
A month, yeah. Then he said the drug plan would cover a thing called Bydureon. And I sent him information on Bydureon, which is exenatide. And it's got, like, really an amazing list of really nasty side effects.
First of all, what is it for?
Diabetes. Diabetes. Bydureon is a exenatide, so it lowers insulin resistance, but also increases insulin output and so on. Mm-hmm. But it has nasty side effects like kidney failure, liver failure, etc., all those other things.
Really?
Yeah, all kinds of good stuff. And anyway, I sent him an article that was a recent one by GreenMed Info that did a review of the actual literature, the medical literature, you know, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, JAMA, etc., Journal of Diabetology, mm-hmm. that showed that the drug therapies have actually not only not decreased the deaths by cardiac events, but actually increased the rate of death due to things like congestive heart failure 47%, and increase the risk of hypoglycemic collapse by 30% and other disorders. So it actually doesn't alter a lot of the causes of death due to diabetes. Mm-hmm. It actually increases them. So you want a nutraceutical approach is you have to lower insulin, lower glucagon, lower cortisol, increase free radical protection, because even if you lower the blood sugar, because remember, all you're doing when you lower hemoglobin A1C and blood sugar is you're just lowering one marker. It's like lowering somebody's blood pressure. But if their perfusion of their tissues is poor, they're going to stop thinking because their brain's not going to get it perfused. Mm-hmm. And it's not heart failure, it's blood vessel failure, and it's due to free radicals. So if you don't deal with the issues, which, by the way, the medical profession doesn't, they chase the numbers. They chase your blood sugar down, and they chase your hemoglobin A1C down, but they don't deal with the fact there's no free radical protection to your blood vessels. So eventually, your blood vessels fail, and you die of congestive heart failure or some other complication like renal failure.
Stop. Do you remember, because you were out, you were with me, right behind me,
right
in the kitchen, remember?
Right.
And his doctor called, and I picked up the phone. I don't know what Mitzi was doing or whatever, and I picked up the phone. Do you remember that?
I do.
And he was mad and said, you know, this nutritional supplements. He was making all kinds of, not nice comments towards me and what are we doing and all this other stuff. So I just told him, I said,
There are some safe drugs. I mean, like Glucophage is safe, but most of these drugs are dangerous.
Do you remember the conversation?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You had a good talk with him, yeah.
Because I tried to... Actually, I think I pretty much hung up on
him. Well, first off, I don't give drug advice. I just give drug information.
You can't, what are you going to do? Teach someone? I can't teach them to begin with. And, you know, you can't...
Well, even if I take a specialist in diabetology, because remember I did research going back...
What?
Diabetology. It's subspecialty of endocrinology. And I get a diabetologist or an endocrinologist, and I start asking them questions. You get these incredible shrinking doctor. Because I can ask pointed questions that are based on real science and testing that they can do themselves to prove that what they think they know is not correct. For example, did you know that almost no endocrinologists measure reverse thyroid hormone?
No.
And it's a standard test that's covered by LabCorp and Quest. But if you don't measure it, you have no idea about someone's thyroid status.
Well, in this particular doctor, I didn't put him through to you because it's just a waste of your time.
I'm not going to train someone who's ignorant. I mean, if I get a doctor who wants to learn,
he had
I'll
a good
him.
Attitude or something, but he had a bad attitude. You know, drugs, you know.
Yeah, yeah, okay. yeah. And if you don't get better on my drugs, well, call me when you go into renal failure.
Anyways, right? My dear, on a more positive note, rather than talking about the pharmaceutical industry out
actually,
there.
Actually, they are pharma, P-H-A-R-M, all the people. They're like the sheep and cows. Moo. Oh. So they treat the people like they're being farmed. You like that?
Yeah, I do.
P-H-A-R-M.
Uh-huh.
They're farm animals to these doctors.
In their bank account. Especially pharmaceutical, the costs of drugs here compared to, say, Canada and elsewhere.
They're so
ridiculous.
Expensive up there.
Hey, let's get on to something really exciting. How about we start off with a wonderful praise report from Lyle. Hey, Lyle, up there in Red Deer, Alberta, who's talking to me, I guess, to take this CardioVasc, and he loves this and feels great. And other than, you know, I thought it was interesting when I was talking to him, Bill.
Right.
look at this. Yeah,
I have to take that off the screen.
Look over here.
Yeah.
You know, if we ever go live, everybody will see me, like, give you a crack to look at me. Because when I start talking, you start looking at the
computer. No, I had to take that off. That,
like,
was it. That was
hey,
end.
All you women out there, you find your husbands aren't listening to you. Don't feel alone. Because mine isn't either, even when I'm on a radio show.
I'm able to multitask, actually. I put back on the NutriMedical page and took Ann's stuff off until I do her video after the show.
You know I like you to look at me when I'm talking.
Do.
Okay?
Yeah, it just took a second. I can multitask. I have a split brain.
That's debatable.
Yeah.
Lyle from... No, I was telling you about Lyle, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He does an interesting job. He goes up to Yellowknife in the summer, and they mine Canadian diamonds. Now, do you remember seeing on the cruise ship those Canadian diamonds?
Yeah, the diamond mine up there is the largest diamond mine on Earth, bigger than the ones in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Yeah.
South Africa.
So he goes all the way up there, and he was saying it was claustrophobic. I said, how can it be? And he said, because you can't go anywhere. I'm like, where they mine is 300 miles or kilometers, he says, from Yellowknife, even where they do the mining.
But so it's like it's super isolated.
I don't see how it'd be claustrophobic, though, because it's wide open.
Well, no,
I told him an elevator.
That's not the wrong term. It's basically a form of agoraphobia. You're in the middle of nowhere with no civilization within eye shot or radio shot, whatever. You don't go and turn on your radio and say, hey, I want to listen to all the local radio stations. There isn't any.
Yeah. How often do you get to talk to someone that actually mines diamonds in north, way up in the Arctic?
Yeah.
Or is that the Arctic?
It's in the Arctic Circle.
Yellowknife is the Northwest Territories?
Yeah, my father's brother taught there for a while, Yellowknife. Heck of a place. He was a teacher.
Wow.
Whoa. Teaching the native people, native kids.
Cool. Chris from New Jersey wanted me to ask you today about gout. He would like to have a protocol for gout.
Gout is high uric acid levels. Pretty straightforward. Bio-LVR, one capsule three times a day, usually will get your uric acid down.
That's it.
And you can also take semethyl to add to that if you need to. A sachet.
But you don't have to.
Sachet in the morning if you need to, and it'll give you methylation pathways. So it's a methyl pathway that's not working properly. That
you almost said one thing.
Yeah, but that's if it doesn't break through with the bio-LVR, you can add some methyl.
Then just add.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah.
Cool. Kevin from Georgia. His vision is blurring, Bill, in the center of his eye.
Right.
And his doctor says he has glaucoma.
Right.
What do you think he wants to know, and what should he do?
Well, firstly, glaucoma can occur in high and low pressures. First thing you want to do is take Canci eye drops to reduce oxidative stress because there's increased risk of cataracts, too.
Well, just a minute now. When you have blurring, is that glaucoma or is that from cataracts?
If you do a slit lamp exam, you can see if you've got a central cataract or you've got glaucoma that's changed. Most of the time, it's not in your central vision. If you get glaucoma, it starts off in peripheral and it closes down. So when somebody says your central vision's going, it's not the correct diagnosis. It means it's probably a cataract, and as can't see eye drops will reverse it. Glaucoma, you want to do a retinogram and see what the retina's doing, and actually you can do a thing called a stick dot test with red dot on a little tongue depressor, and your color visual field will contract faster than your black and white visual field, and it's your peripheral vision that goes, not your central. The fovea is the last to go in glaucoma. That's why you can eventually get down to a keyhole where you can just see like a little tiny area in the front. And it's pretty good vision, but there's pretty little peripheral vision. Okay. Glaucoma basically is caused by blockage of the canals of Schlemm, of the what's called the edge or limbus of the iris, part of the eye, the ciliary process. And the most common thing is there's actually an infection with mycobacteria and fungi, yeast. And it usually occurs in diabetics that have high mycobacteria content. And you can take...
So Canci the best
for that? Canci eye drops first, cell detox glutathione to reduce oxidative stress, Vision Max, and things for myelination of the optic nerve head can be like Neurogen and, as I mentioned, cell detox glutathione, along with the Vision Max. And that'll help protect your eye. The problem is right now that the current approach is just like latanoprost, which is okay. It increases prostaglandin production in the eye. It's a drug. Mm-hmm. You just take a drop in each eye when you go to bed. I don't believe the thesis that it's that you have to get the pressure down to zero. Because 40% of people that have glaucoma have normal eye pressures. So it's not an eye pressure issue alone. Mm. It is the eye pressure thing is just a blockage of the canals of Schlemm, but the underlying process is more involved than that.
I just thought of something. This coming Friday, It's going to be the 23rd. Are we doing a show? Because the 23rd, Christmas is Sunday. Are we doing a show this Friday? Will the board ops be there?
I would assume so, yeah.
They should be there,
yeah,
right?
Because we're going to have the Monday off. So, yeah, okay. We won't have anything on Monday. But
I think so we'll be here next Friday.
Yeah, we should be.
Like on the 23rd. And how about the one that comes, the same thing will be the next Friday, the one that we'll be announcing the sale.
Yeah, we'll probably be around.
Yeah. Yeah. For our Friday show. Yeah. So our Friday show will stay the same.
Believe it or not, even though it was a holiday, if you email me and you have health issues or a crisis or want me to call you back, I work 365. So even if I'm on a cruise, if you have something that's a crisis, just email me and I'll respond and email you back.
Yeah, you work the whole time. We just went
I take off
weekend.
On time every day, but I'm always available to help you. So if you have a crisis, just email me.
Okay, look, are you ready to get into the emails?
Yes, indeed.
That I finally got. Look how nice this printer worked. Here, look, that's great.
Wow.
Ooh.
Nice. Fresh ink.
Fresh ink here. Let's hear first from Ken Bill from Yucca Valley here in California.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Doc. I'm writing to thank you for saving my life physically, spiritually, and financially.
Uh-huh.
In February, I'll be 65. June the 1st of this year, I went to the emergency room after working 75 14-hour days straight on the California primary elections. 8 days later, I was released with a diagnosis of dilated cardiomyopathy with a 15% heart function. The hospital called the next day to make sure I had my things in order. Not a good sign.
Things in order means getting ready to die, sucker.
Right. I pray...
Getting ready to die, sucker.
What's with the sucker part?
Because that's what they had. The attitude is not very nice. Usually they don't do it in a nice kind of, here, let's take you aside with a pastor and talk to you and hold your hand and say, I hope.
Do they tell you to do that in medical school, to say go home and get your things in order?
Yes, but you should do it in a little bit more reasonable fashion than just kind of say, hey, you're going to die, so you better, you got to do it a little bit more reasonably with people. Anyway, it's probably scared the hell out of them.
May I keep going?
Yeah.
Nice of you, Bill. I prayed and was led to your radio show. I received a protocol and started around July the 1st. In 6 weeks, I was to start a 90 14-hour day straight general election work. Well, a mission accomplished thanks to your protocol. I'll be sending you a QRMA test shortly to update my progress and adjust my protocol. Thank you. I think this could be classified a miracle, almost as big as a Trump victory. That's funny. He says, a question. Sometimes my urine is very yellow and kind of smells strong vitamin-ish. Is that just dollars going down the drain, or what is it?
It's dollars down the drain. Yeah, your body gets what it needs, and it's going to dump the rest.
Yeah.
But it's also toxins coming up, because remember, when someone has, for example, dilated cardiomyopathy, and I want to explain this, and this is, by the way, for you cardiologists out there that think your knuckleheads know what causes heart failure. It's not. It's vessel failure. And I've got the non-Newtonian fluid dynamic equations in published literature in your own journals, which you don't read. The problem is that this man ended up with probably a diabetic complication, which is heart failure, and his vessels stopped working, which means it stopped metabolizing nitric oxide, stopped producing a dilatory peristaltic wave, and as we gave him nutraceuticals and restored his function, and he got extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy, too, by the way, which also helps. It's a pulse that helps to retrain your vessels to start contracting and restarts the shearing force of your heart contracting.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had that, he got recovery. So he went from 15% heart failure and then you're going to die, sucker, to, hey, I'm going to do a 90-day work my butt off, and this is impossible except it's a miracle. And you doctors out there need to get a life that nutraceuticals combined with a minimum of drugs and other treatments like extracorporeal counterpulsation and hyperbaric oxygen, which he also got, made a miraculous recovery in this man, and we can prove it.
Yeah, he got his QRMA right away.
Yeah, we do it all the time. We cure people of conditions that no one else can touch anywhere in the world, and I don't even see them. I just talk to them on the phone or the records.
The QRMA is on sale.
It is on sale.
20% off.
Yeah.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away, and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return.
We are back, yes. Go ahead, Mish. You got some more questions.
I was going to read a Bible verse. Of course, I'm getting lots of scriptures to do with Christmas, which we know that's not when Jesus really was born, Yeshua, was it? And a lot of people, Messianic believers, don't celebrate Christmas. I kind of, you know, celebrate everything, don't I, Bill?
Anytime you can talk about Yeshua, Jesus is good, even if it's not the right birthday.
So from the King James Version and Luke, chapter 1, 26-28. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, that thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. I always found it interesting when, Bill, when you explained to me what a virgin really is.
It's someone who's never had a baby before.
Yeah. That's what it really is. We checked it out.
Right. And their idea of virgin is not the virgin, like the vessel virgins of the
Catholic.
Of the whore temples of ancient Babylon.
Catholics.
Where they were perpetually virgins, even if they were having sex for offerings to their gods.
That's correct, Bill. Thank you for that. I love the fact that you taught me that. Pam, Bill, our friend Pam up from the Chicago area,
right. She's
got another question for the Friday show. A friend of ours, age 75, who is also a NutriMedical customer, will be having a total hip replacement in the coming months, usually minimally invasive procedure. I told him that he should be taking specific NutriMedical products prior to and after surgery to speed up the recovery. So I'd like Dr. Deagle's recommendation on what those few products should be, and have a Merry Christmas, and hope you are staying warmer than us, as wind chills today are minus 22. Ouch.
Yeah, I think they live
they
live in Wisconsin, don't they?
No, I just said north of Chicago.
No, no, but there's also
that's our friends
there's a place
here.
North of Chicago, though, this is
Pam
over.
Pam and Lynn, do you remember?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, so they're north of the big...
They're just north of the city.
Yeah, wow. But yeah. City's dangerous. Big, dangerous city.
That's cold.
Yeah, anyway, so here's the facts. Number one, if I had the medical facts, most people are going to have a total replacement they should see an invasive radiologist and have Hyaline put in their joint space because they have hibernation. Number two, if they've got decreased bone density on a DEXA scan, you can take nutraceuticals like a bone generator 6 after 45 minutes to a half hour after the largest meals, micelle D3, micro DD, full vitamin K2 and collagen max, and Her Majesty's Royal Jelly, and you can rebuild the collagen and recrystallize the bone, especially if using technology like Lumen Photon or the MicroPulse. Mm-hmm. Most people do not need a total hip replacement. It's a big surgery, and there's lots of complications. I've actually, before I graduated medical school, I did 20 total replacements myself, by hand, with a radiologist walking behind me whistling and singing. Okay, the orthopedic surgeon doctor, you know, that was my school. And they call me Wild Bill because I kick aside the senior resident and I do the surgery. They got to understand there's horrible complications even if the surgery goes perfectly well. The problem is oftentimes the shaft of the femur is not strong enough so it can't withstand the appliance or it shatters. Mm-hmm. Number two, you get a chronic pain syndrome. Number three, the machining oils and the material causes a local reaction so you get infection around the metaphysis or the pelvis itself. It actually breaks through the pelvic thing, the cup, and or it wears down, and you end up with fragments of the material actually enter the lymphatic system. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of complications.
Yeah.
For example, like just in replacements for the knee, and this is 6 years ago, the mm-hmm. published literature by Medicare was over 50,000 complications of major loss of limbs, like the lower limb extremity, or death caused just in people that had total knee replacements only with Medicare. Wow. In America, 50,000 plus cases.
Yeah.
So when you do a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement, you're going to put in a metastasis. There's no such thing as non-invasive surgery. That's like crazy. This is big surgery. You have to actually open the person's, you know, whole pelvis up. You have to, you know, basically you have to cut off the shaft of the femur. You have to remove the and cauterize and tie off all the blood vessels. You have to actually then replace the head of the shaft of the femur with a metastasis that's driven down into the core of the femur. So you have to cement in a new metastasis cap into the actual pelvis itself, and then you have to reinsert it, mm-hmm. and you have to make sure that everything's tied together properly and make sure there's no low slope.
So to answer her question was, is there a specific product that you recommend before and after, if he's going to go get
bone generator? Micelle D3, Micro D2, Flow Vitamin K2, and Collagen Max Mountain Red Velvet. Yeah, and then you'll rebuild the bone, because the biggest problem is that the bone's not strong enough to withstand the appliance and it breaks. Mm-hmm. That's a big problem.
Oh, wow, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You know the word human. Do you know where it comes from?
What?
It's Welsh. And it comes from the Magna Carta.
Oh, I think you told me that 5,000 years ago. Yes.
Yes. And by the way, the word Hugh means serpent man, because only the people who were the Bales actually owned property were considered human. The rest of the population were considered monsters, which were slowly changed over to monster, so that only humans, serpent men, could own property. So when they're saying, are you human or are you a dancer?
Dancers, I guess.
We're dancers because humans are serpent men. People like Obama and high-level masons that run everything, they're humans, and we're mansters.
You want me to start talking about Masonic stuff and Trump? You're pressing a button.
There's no one in high-level corporate or politics in any nation that's not involved with some secret order.
That's because this world is Satan's. It was, remember, when Jesus was on the mountain with...
Either on the outside or surface of doing good or evil. So, you know, we've talked about that with Leo Zagami and others, and we try to delve into it with our experts.
Terry, from his Gmail mobile, is Alzheimer's a result of failing to eliminate the buildup of a virus, and do you recommend BrainMac?
Well, there's two separate questions. The first thing is that Alzheimer's disease is type 3 diabetes. When your astrocytes stop metabolizing the GLUT4 transporter, medium-chain triglycerides become the primary fuel for your astrocytes to create an action potential at a neural network. Mm-hmm. Number two, if your brain is under oxidative stress from peroxynitrate, then there's an increased risk of activating inactive viruses, many of them from old vaccines. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Cornell University about 5 years ago researched and found they could grow viruses from the brain tissue of 28% of people that died of Alzheimer's. So that whether you got the vaccine, say a measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, and you had an ancient you know, oncogenic virus present in the vaccine, which is in all of the vaccines, then it can activate in your brain because your brain tissue is inflamed. So that most people aren't aware of this, but the primary cause of Alzheimer's disease is diabetes of the brain.
Bill, do you remember when we were kids, we all got vaccinated? They vaccinated you in school.
Yeah, remember? But they only had a small number of vaccines, so some of them were bad, like the MMR, which has an oncogenic virus in it from rhesus monkeys.
Do you remember that giving you the staple on your arm?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, those are the old, like,
what,
polio vaccines.
What kind of vaccine was that?
That's
what
a polio vaccine.
The one on the arm?
Yeah,
the salt vaccine. It gets a scab
vaccine.
And falls
Yeah, the
off?
Polio salt, yeah.
That's a polio one?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, how many vaccines do you think they have in the pipeline, including ones to stop cancer and even change human behavior? 272.
Yeah.
That's the actual number. And it's increasing literally every month.
So what about, to answer his question about brain mag, what's the protocol for Alzheimer's?
Firstly, you want to protect the brain, so brain power, which is vinpulsatine, cognition plus, brain mag and calm mind to calm the brain down and stop seizure activity, myelination with Neurogen, right? Free radical protection with cell detox, glutathione, Nutritrala, which stops free radicals, et cetera, and then remyelination with a Neurogen. And then you want to restore cholinergic pathways with CDP choline, uridine monophosphate, and ultrathione would be one.
Now, you said remyelination twice with Neurogen.
Neurogen is really
important.
And you can actually monitor the brain function with several different studies that are quantitative studies. Mm-hmm. Quantitative electroencephalogram done by a PhD psychologist. A SPECT blood flow scan to show blood flow is more normalizing in the brain tissue. And you can do also deep brain studies with a positron emission tomography scan and look at demyelination with a T1 weighted MRI scan to see if the remyelin password is restoring to normal.
Sergio from Salinas, California. I would like to know when Cell Defense will come on sale. I forgot to order last time for the protocol for gallstones. Sergio, it's going to go on sale on December the 29th, right through to midnight, January the 3rd, and it'll be our 7 for Heaven, which is 7% off of everything.
Even previous sale
all
prices.
The products. Well, the thing is, a lot of people like to get the 3-packs because the 3-pack is already on sale, and then it's 7% on top of the sale price.
Plus free shipping
on everything.
Yeah. And by the way,
and that hits us big, Bill. Do you know shipping's gone up crazy? The minimum to ship to Canada now, guess what it is? The minimum to ship.
$20?
It doesn't matter. No, listen to me. If it doesn't matter if it's one bottle,
I'm going to make a guess, ballpark guess, because you're the shipper. I'd say $20.
$24.95 if it's just one little
That's
bottle.
Why you want to order
we
more
absorb.
Than one.
Do you know why we keep try to keep it to 19? We used to try to keep it at 15, and when we send to Canada.
Well, that went up like a rocket about a year ago because it was a quarter of that.
But keep in mind, Canada, there's no free shipping to Canada. Trust me on that one.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
The Banana Republic of Canada with the Banana Republic head there, Justin Trudeau.
Yes. Now, next, Bill, is anonymous. Mm-hmm. My friend has turned vegan, and now her hair stopped growing and became thin and looks like, she became thin, you should say, and looks like a liar. Good thing he's anonymous. Her face and her cheeks are hanging down, and her neckline has vanished and became multiple chins. How can she get her collagen level back up, or what does she need to eat as well in order to make her look like she did before going vegan?
Well, remember, all of our drinks are vegan. So if it's rice and pea protein, so the life support and angels right off the bat. Number two, Collagen Max and Her Majesty's Royal Jelly will restore her collagen.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the first two things. But she should get in her drinks, and she should be adding those drinks between meals and so on, because she's wasting away.
Yeah.
And the problem is, when people switch to weird diets, they often get nutrient deficiency. That's why even people losing weight, they'll often yo-yo, because the number of the nutrients they get is significantly lower than they should have. Although they've decreased their calories, which means they're going to lose weight, they also lose nutrition, which can promote cancer, heart disease, and yo-yo dieting. You lose lean body mass, which is why I tell people, if they're on a diet to lose weight, take our Mega Muscles Power between meals so you keep your lean body mass. Because if you lose muscle mass, and this is what's really important for elderly people, your lean muscles actually convert it to immunoglobulins to protect you from dying. So if you lose lean body mass, which is mega muscles will protect you against even if you're losing weight, you've got to protect your lean body mass, because if you're too skinny, you don't have anything to convert to immunoglobulins to protect you from dying. So that if you're elderly and you get super skinny and you get a serious illness like a pneumonia, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Okay, even if you take antibiotics. So it's really important to make sure lean body mass, and you can do it simply with a little scoop of mega muscles a couple times a day between meals, and you mix it up with something like, say, Sports Energy Light or Brain Mag, which is a nice flavor, and you're going to protect your body from losing lean mass. And you don't have to exercise. If you do exercise, you'll build up mass faster, but if you don't exercise, you'll just prevent lean body mass disappearance.
Our next bill is Sebastian from the southern tip of Africa, he says. Dear Dr. Deagle, thanks for the NutriMedical advice re-pancreatic counts the other day. But thank you so much more for your absolutely fascinating RBN talk on the role of resonant frequencies in nutrient movement and in gene expression, etc.
Right.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if cell phone and IT radio engineers were aware of, for instance, which Wi-Fi frequencies could enhance biological functions instead of them using ones that may have detrimental effects? And it just goes on to say, I can imagine, you know, the good effects, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Well, if you're a bit of a home, electronic buff, you can actually take our resonant frequencies and broadcast it through our little broadcasting system through your Wi-Fi. So even though you're doing Wi-Fi, which, by the way, Wi-Fi is going to be tuned to the frequency of your computer, you can also broadcast these frequencies. And the way it works is it's called entrainment. I'll explain how entrainment works. Frequencies are going to affect you whether you like it or not. They did a research study.
I'd never sit and have a frequency put into me or something.
You are right now, actually.
Why? Are you turning on that?
No, everywhere. Everywhere you are. There's smart meters, for example, are next door neighbor.
Oh, that stuff. I know that.
And dirty electricity.
I'm talking about
You want healthy frequencies, and I'll tell you why. The telomere at the end of chromosome sends a signal or frequency in biophotons to your cell membrane to allow the ion channels to let minerals in.
Uh-huh.
Minerals are the primary thing that drives every enzyme. Mm-hmm. Every enzyme is a monoatomic superconductor form of a mineral that turns on the genes to make the enzyme or structural protein. So without the minerals present in the cell and nucleoplasm, your genes don't get turned on to make the messenger RNA to make the enzyme.
Which is why I take my Minerals Plus every
day. But the Minerals Plus and the other things are extremely important, but you want to get them into the cell. That's why Lumen Photon is helpful and MicroPulse, which are Schumann resonance.
Mine are getting in there all by themselves.
You're going to get a percentage, but you're going to get more in if you have healthy environment. For example, if you have a Wi-Fi network on at night, give an example of this: a Wi-Fi network on at night, which is disturbing your sleep, it's also disturbing health and healing capacity of your body, because toxic radiation, our scalar harmonic radiation, interferes with cell communication and it will block your ion channels.
Well, you better be sure to turn off the Wi-Fi at night.
It's in Chris's room, so we have to turn it off.
There's one down the other end, too.
No, that won't get it. That's not going to be far enough down.
It doesn't go far enough?
Yeah, you can actually shut it off from this end, too. You just turn off the internet. Pull the plug, and then there's no internet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next bill is Michael at LPTV in Moorhead, Kentucky, a lone holdout, almost independent local media. He said... something about, was he on the radio with you or something?
No, he was just trying to recruit me to actually pay to be on their station.
Is that what he's, the KU band. Don't we still have KU band at RBN?
I just found out from one of our listeners that there is someone who's actually taking our show and putting up on a satellite band. So you can get a satellite band radio and actually pick up our show in Republic Broadcasting. All of Republic Broadcasting show on satellite.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but the thing is that we're not going to pay for any radio station. In fact, it should be the opposite. They should pay us for our content because the information we provide is valuable, unique, and nobody else in the world in any language is providing it, period.
Next bill is Joe from Oklahoma. Dr. D, could you please explain on the air, I heard someone at a local radio station.
Right.
Supposedly an expert on foods and et cetera. Very popular, he says.
Right.
Anyway, today he was stating that monosodium glutamate was an all-natural substance with just salt and glutamic acid, and that it's a misnomer and misinformation that it can hurt you. He said... He said, I've always read it was bad to eat for your health. Is it safe, he's asking you?
I'll give you the technical answer if you want me to blow this idiot away.
Yeah.
First off, monosodium glutamate is a natural toxin for the body. Unless you have the glutamate transferase enzyme, which basically white and other people who are non-Asian don't have. Right. So they can't traverse the what's called the amide transfer for amino acids. You can't do it. Mm-hmm. And number two, it locks into what's called the NMDA receptor, so it puts your nervous system into overdrive. Yes. So it can cause insomnia. It can give sympathetic overdrive. It can affect your heart and arrhythmias. Mm-hmm. It's toxic as hell. And for somebody to say that this is non-toxic, this person needs to shut the hell up.
No,
I'm angry about it because I'm really surprised when people pretend they're an expert. Actually, my definition of an expert is someone who used to be able to urinate properly, but now they have prostate problems, so they're an expert. They can no longer urinate.
Oh, God.
But no, this person...
Maybe he's probably selling a bunch of stuff.
No. He's making a statement. There's almost 30 different versions of MSG, hydrolyzed vegetable protein.
I hate MSG, you know that.
But it's in all kinds of forms. And it's under 29 different subtitle names. It's like, you know, various names, for example.
Oh, yeah, watch out for yeast extract.
Hydrolyzed yeast extract. There's all kinds of names. And if you actually go on the internet and look up other names for MSG, you cannot toxically take this stuff in and think it's going to be good for your health. Anybody who says it's good, do not listen to anything else they say. They're an idiot.
That's
they're
right.
Dangerous.
It takes so long when I go for groceries, too, because I have to read every label, you know, of stuff that's...
Well, American food is... probably more toxic and more messed with than any other food on the planet. And there's basically four nations that we've got. Mostly we have got what's called GMO food.
Another bad one.
Canada, the United States, Argentina, and Brazil.
Yeah. Guess what? Another bad one that I've never seen in Canada is high fructose corn syrup. That's a bad one down here.
Yeah, but there's three major plants that take the high fructose corn syrup, and they do it with a mercury alkali extraction. Mm-hmm. So all high fructose corn syrup gives you mercury poisoning.
Terrible.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Mercury,
yeah, I know.
Which interferes
before.
With the neurotubulin subunit that connects your dendrites and your axons in your central nervous system and knocks off the units. So it actually truncates your synapses and your axons in your brain. So if anybody thinks it's a good idea to have, you know, to have mercury, they're an idiot.
Kevin from Iowa. My neighbor lady is suffering from a rare disease called RSD. That's reflex
sympathetic dystrophy. Right.
Pain. And also has some digestive issues with food allergies. Is there a product or protocol out there that might alleviate her symptoms?
You got to think of the skin as a neurological organ. Mm-hmm. The neuroectoderm is your skin and your brain. Believe it or not, the largest neurological organ in your body is not your brain, it's your skin.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
And your skin, in fact, you can't even suffer pain unless you have skin. It's only when the skin grows back, and I found this when I was working in the 80s at a burn unit in Georgia, that if you don't have skin, because I'd done research on pain for years, and I discovered the Langerhans gate, which is a gate like the movie Tron by Disney years ago, that where there's a little dermoepidermal complex that controls your autonomic nervous system and the flow of information and frequencies to your deep organs. So whether you've got the Glisson's capsule of your liver that's painful because you've got an expanding tumor, or a broken bone or cancer metastases, no pain can exist without skin. Now, RSD is actually a skin neurological disorder. And the Langerhans gate actually in your skin is where you need to attack it. Not in your nervous system or your dorsal root ganglion or the ascending spinal thalamic tracts or the other parts. You have to work it on the skin. So the first thing you want to do is topically apply DHA, pregnenolone, and curcumin four times a day. Number two, you want to take things in the central nervous system to calm the seizure activity that occurs in the parts of the nervous system where there's overactivity and sympathetic overdrive. Because what's happening is the sympathetic nervous system is causing vasoconstriction, increased inflammation in the tissues because it causes tissue hypoxia, and also induces fibroblast adhesions between tissue planes. So people with RSD are more likely to get interfascial adhesions and a nerve entrapment. So I'm going to put up a full protocol on RSD, but the main thing you're dealing with is you deal with the skin, use things like Brain Mag, Calm Mind, things to stop seizure activity, such as, you know, brain power, you want to maintain what's called cholinergic pathways because it's the imbalance of the neurotransmitters and the neurological input from the skin and these Langerhans gates in the skin to regulate pain and autonomic nervous system. So it's actually, believe it or not, a skin disorder. It's a neurological skin disorder that actually causes vasoconstriction. So you can see it on a digital thermogram. So when somebody says it's a brain disorder, it's primarily a skin disorder with central neurological effects that can affect the dorsal root ganglion and the ascending spinal thalamic tracts and the paraspinal autonomic ganglia. So there's abnormal ganglia activity occurring along the paraspinal nervous system.
Roxanne from Texas, Bill. I'm 46 years old, and I'm starting to develop problems. I'm a professional musician, Bill.
Right.
Who keeps getting practice-related injuries and creaky wrists, irritated nerves due to repetitive practicing. I never used to have that problem in my 20s. I used to practice 5 to 8 hours a day and can no longer do that. Is it carpal tunnel? I went to a sports therapist and he said it was an irritated nerve in my wrist, not carpal, but it rears its ugly head every time I try to practice.
There's 22 pinch points between the dorsal root ganglia and, in your brain and in the spinal cord and a in-plane and motor in-plane. So it's more than one place where the nerve can get trapped. And you need to break those adhesions up with Inflamex. You need to do a lot of other things to stop the repetitive motion injury.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Yes, we're coming back, and you have some more questions. And
yeah, another question.
By the way, sometime if you'd like, after the show, I know that we have extra questions.
Answers.
We can do a quick video. You don't have to go on video, but we can actually put up even some of the questions on the screen.
Okay, and we have questions here. Okay.
Go ahead. I'm just offering.
Ask me that. I'm
doing that
off
on the spot,
air.
So people will email or call you and say, "Hey, Dr. Deagle's idea is a good idea."
You can tell I don't listen to him often, or so. Stop
yeah, but
it.
Maybe they'll listen to the people calling you because there was a funny comment here by somebody saying, "I'm like when the lady's on, she slows things down so I can keep notes." Dr. Deagle talks too fast.
Comment somebody said, "Who said?"
They were saying, you know, they put a funny handle on their name, but they like how you slow me down so they can actually take notes. Yeah. They can take notes.
Phil, I got to get this question in because I'm concerned for Roxanne. This is kind of an interesting and serious thing. It's, she gets non, and I never heard of this, okay? Non-cancerous cysts that keep filling up with fluid and need draining on a yearly basis in her breasts.
Those are very common.
What is that?
They call them breast mice. They're actually benign cysts, and they're often caused by xenotoxins and caffeine. You'll see, for example, somebody who's a big coffee drinker, they get these breast mice. The way to steal is it's often tied with iodine.
What are you saying?
Breast mice.
M-I-C-E?
M-I-C-E. They call them breast mice. That's the term they call. Anyway, what happens is to stop them, because it can be painful, our primary treatment is neutriodine, believe it or not. And the other is to take the catechins like Nutri Defense, will help to heal and turn off the inflammation, and Cell Defense Plus. Mm-hmm. So breast mice basically primarily a iodine deficiency because the gland tissue of the breast requires enough iodine to reverse the formation of benign cysts.
And I take my Nutridyne
every day. Yeah, Nutridyne's important. Yeah.
Every day. Okay, my dear. And a lot of other listeners out there, I can't forget that you're here too, and you take the Nutridyne because that is still our number one. If you can't get anything...
And by the way,
one thing from NutriMedical, that's my recommendation, number one, Nutridyne.
Yeah. By the way, we also have NutriSilver, and I've heard that the source for Silver 100 is drying up, that the person that was making it.
Poor
and,
Jay.
Yeah, and what's happening is ours is far more powerful anyway, so you switch over, get the good stuff, and we're the only one who makes it. Nobody else on earth knows how to make it except for Dr. Bill.
Pray for Jay. Anyways, Denise, Bill. Denise, she lives up in Redondo Beach.
Right.
Here in California. Attached are pictures of my mom's hands. You helped her a couple of years ago when she was here on vacation.
I talked about that, by the way, in the first hour.
Did you?
The vesicular rash, and I recommended topically Nutriodyne and Silver.
Let me finish reading this little thing, please.
Yeah.
The doctors in South Africa tell her it's shingles. Whatever they give her doesn't work, and the doctors can't help her. So it flares up and looks like water blisters. They break open, and they burn and itch. Can you please help?
It's a vesicular rash, almost certainly a herpes-like virus. So you just put topical NutriSilver and Nutridyne on it, and also cover the areas afterward with DHEA pregnenolone and curcumin cream four times a day, and it'll go away.
Because you already saw the pictures.
Yeah, I did. In fact,
that to you right away.
Yeah, I also responded, and I've talked about it in the first hour today, too.
Here we have Glenda from her iPhone.
Oops. Yeah, you got 30 seconds.
Glenda.
Go ahead. You can get it quick with you. Get the high points.
It's an ongoing tooth infection.
Use NutriSilver, brush your teeth with that, and also with Jason toothpaste. Take orally Nutridyne. And and Allison.
She wants to know the NutriSilver.
NutriSilver, brush your teeth with it, one spray or three drops for 10 pounds body weight four times a day. It will take care of the infection. Also, get a pantry to make sure there's no abscess.
Thank you, Bill, for a wonderful day. God bless everyone out there listening. We over here love you for being part of the NutriMedical family.
And be a NutriSanta so that you can actually get NutriSilver and other great products to your friends and relatives. And be their elf to make them well.
So we're going to be here all the Fridays over the holidays.
There you
Christmas
go.
Christmas and New Year's.
Excellent.
Woohoo.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.